Aleishu chelik beis reish tes zain, the third vad, kedei lekabel musag b'hergel b'saganus. In order to achieve some understanding, to be accustomed to savlanus, hayinu tzechim liislamed b'savlanus im acherim. We needed to practice, as in the previous two vadim, the concept of savlanus towards others. Aval anu zekukim l'savlanus gam klapei atzmeinu, but we also need savlanus vis-a-vis ourselves. Haratzoin hatoiv la'avoid v'la'alois, our goodwill, our desires, our aspirations to grow and to develop, nitkal tamid b'chusha sofi. It constantly comes up against weaknesses of our spirit. B'shechecha, it comes up against forgetfulness. B'yetzivus, all sorts of instabilities. Ushar haskaf isav shel yetzirah, and other attacks of the yetzirah. As Chazal put it, karka shenasat alanu ziburisi. Yeah, the ground, the land that you give us is ziburis, yeah, the least desirable type of land. So constantly we come up against this. The oiva avoy lemishelo savlanus imatzmoi. Woe to somebody who has no savlanus towards himself. Chish maheru yisi'ish mikol avoyda v'aliyah. He will very quickly despair of any avoyda and aliyah. Ve'af im lo yisi'ish, even if he doesn't despair completely, yipol be'atzvus. He will nonetheless fall into atzvus. Ve'en lecha davar hamazik kol kach lechol avoydas Hashem ke'atzvus. Nothing is as damaging to avodas Hashem as atzvus. Ha'adam bischilas darkoi b'avodas Hashem metzapel aliyah mehira. A person at the beginning of his path in avodas Hashem expects very rapid advance. Im rak yischazek, if he only will be strong, yochal bevadal yispalel kol tefilosav bechavana. He'll be able to daven every single tefillah with superb kavana. Ulsaken midosav achas leachas, and to repair his midos and improve them one by one. Ve'yatziv beseder yomoi uvchol hanasoi, to be completely stable and consistent in his seder hayoyim and his what he does through the day and all of his behavior. That's the expectation. How great is the disappointment when he sees that it doesn't work like that? The Oyved has to repeat himself constantly these wondrous words of Chazal taken from Midrash Rabbah on Shemois. Bo Elihu ve'omar, this is a character in Iyoiv. So Elihu said, Shaddai loy metzanu sagi koyach. We didn't find a Kadosh Baruch Hu full of strength. Say Chazal, mi sheshamea pasuk hazeh omer shema chirufim hu chas v'chalila. At first glance, you think that Elihu was mechareif. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not omnipotent, but it's not correct. It's not what Elihu meant. Ela kach omar Elihu, loy matzinu koyach gvorasu shel Kadosh Baruch Hu b'yosav. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't employ all of his strength in a dealing with us. He doesn't come to us with the full measure of the law. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba betirchois im b'riyoisav lo yiba al adam el afikuchoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come here. The Midrash uses the word tirchois. Oh, there's another similar standing of Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a similar word that Chazal used elsewhere. Bitrunia, that's the word that he used, bitrunia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with all sorts of claims against the person, unjustified claims, beyond the person's ability. That's what Chazal mean over here. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu bitrunia in v'riyo yisav. He doesn't expect more than the person is capable of. And the word tirchois is the same, is a synonym for that. Lo yiba al adam el afi koichoi. What he expects from the person is in accordance with the person's ability. Ata moitze keshenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu haTorah liYisrael, when the Torah was given to us, ilu haya ba'alehem b'chizik koyichoi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with his entire force, lo hayu yicholim la'amoid. They would not be able to stand, they would not be able to withstand the intensity of the experience. Sheneimar, as they said, im yisvim anachnu lishmoya, if we hear anymore, they didn't want to hear anymore, it was just too overwhelming an experience. Ela loy ba'alehem ela lefi koyicham. He came to them at the intensity that they could withstand. Sheneimar koil Hashem b'koyach, the pasuk says, b'koyachoy lenema, not according to his strength, ela b'koyach, according to the strength, lefi koyachoy shel kol echad v'echad, in accordance with the strength of each individual. Lefi koyachoy, this statement of Chazal, zeu klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. This is a fundamental principle in avodas Hashem. V'koyachinu hu dal lemadai. Unfortunately, a koyach is quite tenuous. The entire approach to avoda that we are trying in this sefer to trace out, banui ala yesod hagadol hazeh, it's all built on this fundamental idea. Ein lanu ela laleches leat leat ba'avoda. What we're trying to do is make very slow progress. Ein lechbid al atzmenu ve'ein lefriz. We can't overwork ourselves. We can't exaggerate. Tofasta merube lo itofasta. Tofasta mu'at tofasta. That's the fundamental principle in all of these areas, in all of these exercises, not to bite off more than one can chew. Vegam be'oisem at shebechochenu lasis, even a little bit that we are capable of doing. Lo'ipam ve'lo'ipamayim anu nichshalim. Not once, not twice. We find ourselves failing in it and stumbling. Uvecholzis, ein lanu liseish. We cannot despair. Ela leis akeish, one has to be stubborn. Ulaschil shuv mechadash, to start again, from new. Ad shebezas Hashem natzliach, until success comes. Hein, indeed, savranus rabat tzarich adam imatzmai. A person needs tremendous savranus towards himself. Ve'im kol ha-savranus, ein lanu leashlim imatzaveinu chas v'chalila ulehapech le'adishim. With all of the savranus, we are not at liberty to reconcile ourselves to where we are and to turn it into indifference, like we said before. That's not the idea, to just give oneself such discounts, yeah, that a person just becomes indifferent to his failures. Kim laleches beikvius. The idea of Solomon is to be consistent. Beikvius betakin v'lius chazakim ol bitzener lagia lishlemus, and to be very strong in our desire to reach perfection. The pasuk in Mishlei, sheva yipoil tzadik vekam. The tzadik may fall 7 times, but he gets up. Afil im kama pamim nichshalim beinenei avoida. Even if a person fails in inenei avoida many times, basayif matzlechim bezras Hashem. Eventually, one succeeds. Pamim rabois keshishalim adam al avoida se. Many times, you ask a person about his avoida Hashem. Who oine? He answers, tzrichim siyata dishmaya. We need siyata dishmaya. Ma'aluva imrazi. How wretched is this statement? How imerikach, what it implies is that the person who says this, chishev ki hu atzmu ikvar asa kol ma shebichoto lasis. He's done everything that he can possibly do. Verak le siyata dishmaya zekugot. All he needs is just siyata dishmaya. That's all. Asher mishumahi boisheshes lavoin. For some reason, the siyata dishmaya is tarrying. It just doesn't come. That's implication. In the depth of his heart, he is accusing HaKadosh Baruch for his lack of success in Avida. That's what he's doing. Says the author, I apply to him this pasuk in Mishlei. The foolishness of man contorts his path, and his heart is angry at Hashem. Hagrom of Ayosham, the Goyin in his commentary to Mishlei explains, Lifamim Adam Maschilil Moit Torah Velasus Mitzvoy. Sometimes a person starts, he's enthusiastic, he's learning Torah, he's doing Mitzvoy, Vachakach Puresh Mechamas Shekashelem Oid. Then he separates, he stops, because it's difficult. Lefishen Mesayim Loid, because it doesn't perceive Siyata, Dishmaya, assistance. Vezoyef al Hashem, he's angry at Hashem. Lama Loi Siyahu, why didn't I get the help? Uvemesu Mechamas Yvelto, but the truth is, as Apostle says, it's because of his foolishness. Vehainu, why? Ki chol adam tzech leilech kefi madregasu velo ikpots. Every person has to go according to his level and not to jump. It must be realistic. It must be gradual and slow. Ve'az yelech levetach betako. If he does that, then surely he will go afki yeseyu, and certainly he will receive assistance. Achze ha'adam lo yischil alech bedarko. This person hasn't started on this path. Lechach lo yisiyehu. That's why he didn't receive assistance. Vezeu iveles adam. That, says the Goyin, is the foolishness of man. Kloma mechamas ivaltoi she'asa bli yishuv adas. Because of his foolishness, he took on without yishuv adas, without a sober assessment of what he's capable of. Silev darko. That leads to a twisting of his path. And he's angry at Hashem, why didn't you help me? It's very difficult to tie up the concept of savlanus towards ourselves with practical exercises. It's just hard to reduce it to an exercise like we had in the first two ve'adim. However, these last words of the Gra that we just quoted illuminate the path for us. Savlanus zay enarak midasha bidi avad. Savlanus that we're talking about is not just retroactively. Hainu lo lisi eshkashe kvar nichshanu. Meaning, not to despair when you've already failed. It's not only that. That's part of it. This savlanus we're speaking about also obligates one with a certain approach at the outset. Lifnei shenigash la'avodah, before approaching the avodah, nesader atzmenu biyishuv hadas. First, a sober assessment. V'nikba manuchal lidrosh me'atzmenu. Determine what is it that I can realistically expect of myself. V'nihye mefukachim l'she'ei tev. We must be sober to estimate well. Shelo nevater l'atzmenu yosei midai, not to give ourselves too much of a discount. And also not to demand too much from ourselves, to really be accurate. In order to practice this, a person can make a cheshbon about this every single day, at a particular time, a set time, perhaps at the time when one is learning Musar. That's the exercise over here. To make an accurate assessment of what it is I can really expect of myself, not too much, not too little. V'chach nislamed b'chol yom. So this is the practical exercise. Every day to practice, l'sader atzmenu b'avoida b'savlanus, to organize ourselves properly in avoida, in savlanus v'yishuv adas, be'oysam ha'inanim shemitchum yecholtein, in those concepts that are within our ability, not, like the Goyin put it, to jump madrigois, and continue in this exercise to the point where savlanus towards ourselves, it becomes a habit of looking in a measured way, in an accurate way, at all of our avodah. Adkan.